I just want to commend and thank all the volunteers that worked the polls, that worked in the canvassing board's operations as we've opened over 50,000 mail-in ballots the last 3 weeks. Of course, the ability to do that. I think Florida was actually a prime example of how you can hold an election correctly. It's great that we're not in the news, and especially with David Stafford, it's always great not to be in the news for the wrong reasons after election, and of course he always does well.
100% agreed. It is good to not be in the news. Florida, locally, very good. Tappy Villain, Santa Rosa County, David Stafford, and Escambia County, both supervisors of elections. David Stafford joins us now by phone. David, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
That's good. How did you get my dad on the phone there?
Your dad and Commissioner Robert Bender sound suspiciously alike.
Commissioner Bender and Judge Smith, and you know, this is what we do for, you know, this is what I do every day for year round. You know, this is at best a tertiary duty for them, and they've been troopers. We've had more canvassing board meetings than I can ever recall, and so they've been troopers. So anyway, but yeah. we're on the tail end of it.
Almost. And Escambia County, without controversy, does have an interesting case. An election for City Council District 1, Jen Brer versus PC Wu, was exactly tied on election night. A couple of more votes have been processed since then, and I think Jen Brer is up by 5. But this is well within the margin for a machine recount. And that is going to start when?
Yeah. So if we end up ordering the recount, which is, again, I remember this from 2 years ago, it's a mathematical equation. If the way Florida statutes read, if at the end of the first, what's called the first set of unofficial results, which is what we'll do today, and that's after you process provisional ballots and things like that, the margin in a race is a half a percentage point or less, you automatically go to what's called a machine recount, and that's the retabulation phase. If at the end of the retabulation phase, the margin is a quarter of a percent or less, that's when you start looking at the ballots that have been set aside because they either don't have a mark, the machine doesn't believe there's a mark in that race, so it's looking in the oval to see did somebody bubble in the oval. So if they're both blank, that would be one that you want to put eyes on. Or if it's reading a mark in both bubbles, sometimes it's a very obvious overvote. Somebody just filled in both. A lot of times what you'll see is someone will fill in an oval, put an X over it, and then fill in the other. And so that would be something that, you know, the canvassing board would have to adjudicate if they believe there was voter intent for one or the other. So that's how that process works. You know, we've got experience with it. We did 3 of them in 2018.
Right.
And, you're right.
When does that start?
It would be 10 a.m. on Saturday. What we did is we conditionally noticed it, which is a thing you can do. Basically say, hey, if, because you can't order a recount until after this meeting today, which is the first unofficial set of results.
Got it.
And so in anticipation that the margin was going to be within that half a percentage point, then you go ahead and we can conditionally notice it, which is what we did. And so if and when that happens, then we'll begin that recount tomorrow at 10.
Okay, so we're definitely going to be within the machine recount after today. I mean, I'm saying this. You don't have to say this because it's not
right.
Official yet. And then if we're within, by my calculations, it was under 12, we would go to the quarter percent, and that would put us into the hand recount, right. Which I'm also expecting at this point, in which case we're looking for overs and unders, the ones that the machine did not count. And so the three people, you know, Judge Smith and then Commissioner Bender and you look at all of them. We remember this from last time. Will all that take place? I mean, is all that going to take place tomorrow? Does all that take place tomorrow?
We would move because you're dealing with, you know, I think it will look less than 5,000 ballots because basically this contest was only in 2 precincts of our 80 versus you looking at, you know, a statewide contest like, you know, governor and attorney general like we did last time.
Right.
So anyway, I would fully anticipate that we would wrap that whole process up tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll know by tomorrow afternoon sometime, maybe even the morning, just kind of depending on how it goes, we'll know who's going to be that winner in District 1. Now, what happens if it's a tie? If they come out dead even, what happens?
Yeah. believe it or not, under Florida statutes, if at the end of the certified results, a race ends in a dead tie, it's actually a game of chance. So, and there's a couple of different options. You can do a flip of a coin. You can draw straws, but it is a total game of chance.
And you, but who? See, what's weird to me about that is there's no standard for what game of chance, or is there? I mean, do you have a specific set of options to pick from? Why isn't there just like this is the one we use? That seems weird to me.
I don't know. I know that people. I've known my colleagues that have done different things. I think as long as it's a, I think there's some. Fortunately, we haven't had to deal with it. But I think the language is fairly vague, and I think it's up to the canvassing board to make a determination. I think they may list some options like flipping a coin or drawing straws or something along those lines.
All right. Well, if it's jarts on the front lawn, then I'm all for it. So we'll see how that all goes. And hopefully we don't get to a coin flip, because that is a terrible way to determine elections. Hey, last question for you. We're talking to Dave Stafford, the supervisor of elections for Escambia County. I know this is going to be a little bit speculative for you, but it is a question that I have had. I don't know if anybody else has had. The minimum wage amendment passed by a very narrow margin. And I may be wrong, but I think that margin is pretty close to the recount margin. But the question is, how is an amendment handled on a recount? Because I just don't know the answer to this. And would anybody have standing to bring a complaint? I mean,
go ahead. One of the things that people like, you know, I want a recount. I demand the Florida statutes don't. Deal with that. It's there's specific things. There's a challenge which you go into the court if you think that there's something amiss in an election, and it's very specific. But as far as, you know, we have to educate people on that all the time. It's like, you know, I want a recount. Well, if it's not within the margin, then there is no recount.
Okay.
So there is a provision for amendments to do that. And I think what you're asking is who would be the advocates. So I would think John Morgan and his people that were the people that put it forward. If there was a specific political committee that was formed specifically for the purpose of passing the minimum wage amendment, then they would have the ability to have a seat at those tables when the counting teams are looking at the overvotes and the undervotes.
But in this
and
case,
presumably, if there's somebody on the other side,
right,
they could do that at the same time.
Yeah, because the amendment passed. But my question had been, well, it's so close. Is there going to be a recount? And it sounds like what you're telling me is at this point, there's no plan for a recount on that amendment. Is that right?
I have not heard, but that's one of the reasons that we do what we do today, which is the first unofficial result, because, you know, we can deal with things like a city council race internally at the canvassing board. But if it's anything that crosses county lines, like a state representative, state senator, or things like statewide contests or amendments, then that ultimately goes up, because our results, as you know, are factored in with the other 67 supervisors. And so if at the end of the first unofficial results, they'll do the calculation to see if it's within that half a percentage point margin.
All right, perfect. David Stafford, he's the supervisor of elections for Escambia County. David, who I expect to be leading the educational campaign before the next 2 years are up for every other supervisor of elections in the state to get their bleepity bleep right next time, which they didn't, and we did. Great job this election. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thanks. It's I always want to make sure I give a shout out to the poll workers that go out there and do it on election day are the ones that really make it work. So shout out to them.
Absolutely.
They work long hours and for not a lot of recognition, but
absolutely. No, you're absolutely right.